What are you doing? Get the hell out of here!
Nyriss shouted. Evelus took a step back toward the house he was in and said,
Not a chance. You're not...
A fiery explosion blasted the Scarlet Fox off her feet. The intensity of the orange flames blinded Nyriss while the searing blaze threatened to burn him, gear and all.
I shouldn't be thinking about her with the frequency that I do, and I definitely shouldn't be thinking about how beautiful her eyes are. I refuse to believe this is a real mate bond. I won't believe it. The only explanation is that she cast some type of spell on me to mimic a mate bond. Fuck! Maybe it's a curse she cast on me, because being mated to her would most definitely be a curse.
Just hold on tight, little captain!
Shouted Jared from somewhere across the deck.
She's a good ship. We'll not drown tonight.
And in the darkness, amidst the frenzy and the howling spray, these words made Abner grip the rail harder and grit his teeth. No, he thought, I will not drown tonight.
Yes, we are a small nation, and our opponent is much larger. But that isn't a reason for us to give up hope.
Hey, Dad, I have never, and I mean never, run so much in my life. I know you told me it'd be hard, and believe me, I heard you. And it's not like I'm regretting my decision. But, Dad, it's a lot of running.
Eight, he said. Nope, 10. They've split into two groups to flank us.
Pyre Night Hunters?
Well, the formation's right for it. He buckled his armor with practical speed, his mind racing through tactical options. They'll try to pin us against the ruins. Use them as a backstop while they close the kill zone. Lyra was on her feet, the relic chest already strapped to her back. Her wounded arm moved stiffly beneath its bandages, but her eyes were sharp.
It's good to hear the beating of your heart. Zarius placed an arrow on the string of his bow. Sometimes, that's the only way you can tell you're alive.
An arrow whistled through the air and stuck in the tree between Zarius and Rupert. In a split second, Zarius raised and loaded his bow and turned to release his own into the darkness in reply. A thud, followed by a groan and gasp, told Marcus that Zarius's shot had found its mark.
Better alive and here in your heart than the alternative, hey lad?
Well, the alternative is the beauty of Havencrest, Rupert said. That's not such a bad choice.
Ah, Marcus raised a finger. But the king wants you here with us.
What the hell happened?
Colt asked, with a mixture of interest and trepidation for the answer.
And it's good to hear from you, too,
Frank complained.
You could have at least asked me how I was.
Before replying, Colt rubbed the bump again and immediately regretted it as pain harpooned through his head.
And how are you?
Miserable, to tell you the truth.
They tried to stop me from leaving. Had to push past. Entity manifested in the stairwell. The pattern emerged like a photograph in developer fluid, each data point adding clarity to an image he didn't want to see. The correlation was unmistakable. His mental state directly influenced the entity's arrival time. Panic brought it sooner. Rage brought it faster. Krantz's partner, Fala al-Shahada, who'd been steering the 40-foot cabin cruiser slowly in ever-widening circles while he surveyed the sea floor, throttled back.
La'at,
Siddhar.
Slow.
All right. He hollered, again in a booming voice that echoed across the harbor.
Krantz was one of Israel's majority, a secular Jew. It was not that he didn't believe in God. He just accepted the existence of God as the answer to how so much order had been created out of nothing.
Kai set his tray down and slid into a seat. Hey, guys, he said, exhaling some of the tension from the hallway.
Hey, Kai,
Marcus greeted, leaning forward with a grin.
You look a bit annoyed. What's up?
Just had another run-in with Jake, Kai replied, picking at his pizza.
Ah, that guy? Leela said, rolling her eyes so dramatically it drew a chuckle from Sophie. What did he say this time?
The usual, making fun of my gaming.